From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Joshua Solomon is reporting for the Times Union that farm laborers will be paid overtime for time worked beyond a 40-hour week like other workers in 2032 following a decision issued September 30th by the State Department of Labor Commissioner Roberta Reardon. Farmers get subsidies to help offset the cost. The decision was celebrated for bringing economic and health equality to workers, but detested by the agricultural industry as another step toward pushing family farms out of business. New York Farm Bureau President David Fisher said in a statement, and I quote, "This is a difficult day for all those who care about New York being able to feed itself. Commissioner Reardon's decision to lower the farm labor overtime threshold will make it even tougher to farm in this state and will be a financial blow to workers we all support," end quote. The additional cost to farm owners will be subsidized by New York taxpayers based on a tax credit contained in the state budget this year, and farm workers will eventually be paid the same as grocery workers and other employees. However, the tax credit to farms could be revoked by a new administration. Republican gubernatorial candidate U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin of Long Island described the tax credit as a, and I quote, "band-aid," end quote, at an event hosted by a local farmer in Albany County. The farmer, Tim Stanton, said he wouldn't apply for the tax credit from the state because, and I quote, "we don't take anything from the government," end quote. Farm laborers currently only get overtime wages after 60 hours a week, a rule that went into effect in 2020. Before that, farm owners were not required by law to pay their laborers any overtime. Read the full story in the Times Union. Enya De La Parent Alvarez is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle that Berkshire County has a high community level of COVID-19, according to the newest weekly data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. To determine the community level, the CDC uses a combination of case rate per 100,000 people, the new COVID hospital administrations per 100,000 hospitalizations, and the percentage of beds in use by COVID-19 patients. As of September 29th, there were 238 new cases and 11 new hospitalizations per 100,000 residents, and 4% of the hospital beds in the county are in use by COVID-19 patients. Berkshire County is the only county in Massachusetts with a high transmission level, but neighboring Rensselaer and Columbia counties in New York, as well as Bennington County in Vermont, also have high transmission rates, according to the CDC. The CDC recommends that in this situation, people wear a mask indoors while in public, get tested when symptoms arise, and take additional precautions if at risk for severe illness. The CDC also recommends staying up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. A booster shot for the Omicron variant was rolled out earlier this month and is available for those who have already had two boosters. According to CDC data, 76.5% of the population in Berkshire County has received at least one vaccine dose, while 61% are fully vaccinated. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that according to the New York State Department of Transportation, motorists that use Route 23A in Greene County between Haynes Falls and Palinville may experience delays caused by road work during the coming week. Department of Transportation Region 1 Public Information Officer Brian Vigani said the work is scheduled to take place October 3rd through October 7th, weather permitting. Workers will be concentrated in the area of Horseshoe Bend and will be trimming back trees and branches to enhance driver visibility. Alternating lanes of one-way traffic, controlled by flaggers, are planned for a stretch of Route 23A while the work is underway. The speed limit through the work zone on Route 23A is 55 miles an hour, but several safety signs suggest a speed of 10 miles an hour through Horseshoe Bend. Motorists are urged to slow down and drive responsibly in work zones. The DOT is reminding drivers that fines are doubled for speeding in a work zone. Up-to-date travel information is available by calling 511. going online to 511ny.org or downloading the 511NY mobile app. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Greene County will host the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on October 9th. While Greene County's webpage for the event does not include the location, the webpage for the waste transfer stations in the county says it is at Greene County Highway Department, 67 Scott Lane in Athens. Anyone dropping off household hazardous waste must prove they are a county resident with a driver's license or utility bill. Normal trash and electronics and recyclables will not be accepted. Residents must attend at times by their last names, and those with the first letter of their last name beginning with A through F allowed to drop off at 8 to 9 a.m., letters G through K from 9 to 10 a.m., L through P from 10 to 11 a.m., Q through U from 11 a.m. until noon, and V through Z from noon until 1 p.m. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.